I think that was some All Saints, almost a Halloween kind of sound on that one. Jason's got some fun pedals. Good evening. Welcome to Emmanuel Lutheran Church. My name is Ben, that's Jason, Antonio, and Matt, and we're going to have some good music tonight and a good word from Pastor Rod. We're going to start with our opening song, Come Thou Fount. If you'd like to just stand and worship together. It's not a super up tune, but it's a good song just to stand in solidarity with one another and with Christ. Come Thou Fount of every blessing.
Seal it for thy Good evening. Welcome to worship. You guys can be seated. A couple of announcements for you as we begin our continue with our worship today. Reminder that, and a welcome to those that are online and at home. We're glad you could join us here on Facebook, YouTube, wherever you're joining us. We're happy to see you. So thanks for being here. Don't forget to continue to sign up if you're able. We're trying to keep it to 75. It helps us really keep a judge on how many people are coming and where we can put some people to. So please continue to sign up for Wednesdays, Sundays, communion, meals. I know it's a lot of sign up, but it really helps with a lot of the planning each and every week too. So please continue to do that. Speaking of those meals, the takeout meals still continue each Wednesday, 4:45 to 5:45. And sign up by Tuesday at noon, and that way you can have a yummy meal. Please keep those on our prayer list in your prayers, thoughts and prayers throughout the week. And you can always find that on the announcement sheet. You might have one right now. And if you're at home, you can find that at emmanuelfamily.com. We do have some volunteer opportunities still for Sundays, Wednesdays. If you want to be, are thinking about, or pulled to being involved in worship in any way, let us know, and we'd be happy to find somewhere for you to help out in that respect. Thanksgiving's coming up. It's already almost November, so start thinking about that. We'll have a 6:30 service on the 25th, and we will have a Thanksgiving Day meal carryout on the 26th, so keep your eyes open for times when you can sign up for that. And finally, remember that we are setting our clocks back 1 hour, so make sure you fall back before Sunday morning. So if you're coming to that high school youth movie night, you have one extra hour to party, so that should be fun. And even if you're not, you have one extra hour to party or sleep in. One way or another, use that hour. We could all use it. Those are all the announcements for this evening, so let's begin with a word of prayer. Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to come together to sing your praises in our hearts, with our mouths, and with our lives. Guide us each and every day into this world so we can share that good news of your love, a love that is never failing. In your name we pray. Amen. Our reading for tonight, as we continue that theme of God is throughout the next few weeks, is Psalm 46, and this evening I'll be reading the contemporary English version. So if some of the words sound a little different, that's why. So here we go. Psalm 46. God is our mighty fortress, always ready to help in times of trouble. And so we won't be afraid. Let the earth tremble and the mountains tumble into the deepest sea. Let the ocean roar and foam and its raging waves shake the mountains. A river and its streams bring joy to the city, which is the sacred home of God Most High. God is in that city, and it won't be shaken. He will help it at dawn. Nations rage, kingdoms fall, but at the voice of God, the earth itself melts. The Lord All-Powerful is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, see the fearsome things the Lord has done on earth. God brings wars to an end all over the world. He breaks the arrows, shatters the spears, burns the shields. Our God says, calm down and learn that I am God. All nations on earth will honor me. The Lord All-Powerful is with us. The The God of Jacob is our fortress. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So you can imagine when you've got images of this, and when you are into science fiction and fantasy and all those exciting things that always show up on the big screen, your mind goes a lot of different directions. Let's just say that. At first, my mind went to, when you think about a mighty wall and a mighty fortress, you think about the Lord of the Rings and the Two Towers and that crazy battle scene where there's all the orcs and everything coming at that place, and somehow they still survive. I don't know if anybody's watched Lord of the Rings. That's been probably a long time for some of us. That came out a while ago. Or, a little more recently, you think about the Avengers, specifically Infinity War, and that scene in Wakanda where there's all the heroes are there and all the creatures are coming in, and there's this giant wall and shield, and they're keeping them back. But eventually they do break through that wall, and they open it up, and they come running through. So it was eventually penetrable. And eventually, if you watch the whole movie, they fall and a lot of other people fall. A lot of people. Those walls, no matter how strong we think they are, they fall apart eventually. And when we think about that image of whether it's the Lord of the Rings or the Avengers or maybe even a sandcastle on the beach that you work hard and hard and hard to keep those walls up as the waves keep crashing in, eventually they fall down. The earth trembles. The seas roar. The mountains shake. The nations rage. The kingdoms fall. There's fear and there's wounds in our lives. And they just keep coming at those walls that we try to put up. And they fall down and down and down and down over and over again, no matter how hard we try. What else do you guys think about? What else is coming at your walls today? What's coming at your walls at home? What's coming at your walls? What's opening up maybe a wound in your life? Think about that. Think about that for a moment and how we really love to fly solo. We love it. We love doing things by ourselves. We think we can. We think our armor's impenetrable. But eventually, no matter what, we're hurt. Our walls fall. But that theme of God is penetrates and breaks through all of that. God is a mighty fortress. God is, as Martin Luther says in the hymn, a mighty fortress, a bulwark. Which, if you have no idea what a bulwark is, it's a wall, a defense, a protection, a strength. It never fails. Now, we get wounded all the time. And all these things that come at us in many different ways, and eventually they knock us down. They break through. They hurt us. But yet this church, this fortress, fortress is a place where all are welcome through the gospel, through Jesus Christ. That's quite the fortress if you think about it. And it's one that doesn't fall like it does in the Lord of the Rings, or doesn't fail like it does in the Avengers, or any of those other movies with different sieges when there are different chunks taken out of those walls. This is a fortress that never fails. And sometimes when we think about that fortress, and we realize how frail in a way we are, we realize that God is indeed important. God is needed. God is there. God is with us all. And it's okay. It's okay and natural for us to have those fears and those things that cut and wound us. But through God and not our own self, we won't be afraid. God won't be shaken. God's voice melts so many things. And just this evening, it got me thinking about this song from VeggieTales. Yeah, I know. You know, every once in a while, VeggieTales does have some really good things. It's true. But this is a song from the movie of Esther, and it's called The Battle Is Not Ours. And the lyrics to that song go, "The battle is not ours. We look to God above, for he will guide us safely through and guard us with his love. I will not be afraid. I will not run and hide, for there's nothing I can't face when God is at my side. No, there's nothing I can't face when God is at my side, for the battle is not ours. We look to God above, for he will guide us safely through and guard us with his love." So as the psalm said, calm down. Find peace. Find refuge, a place for renewal. I am God, a never-failing fortress. That's what God says to us. A never-failing fortress, that something as simple as the cross, which seems like it would fail and fall, stands strong. An empty tomb that is meant to hold is now empty. A promise that seems unfulfilled is strong. Simple yet strong. Keep trusting in that wisdom. That's news to share in a world that's wounded, looking for that mighty fortress. And only God can save. As we're going to sing in just a few seconds and hear and sing in our hearts, "Our God Saves." That's a mighty fortress. God is a mighty fortress, never failing. That's some powerful stuff to think about each and every day with all those things coming our way. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you. That God saves, that God is the fount of every blessing. I invite you to stand as you're able and let us confess our faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Fountain of life, we come to you hungry and thirsty. As the challenges of the world drain us, as they come against walls that we have built up for self-protection, we look to you, for we on our own are defenseless. Walls that we build up only serve to keep others out and do little, Lord, little to save us. So we look to you, to your Son, Jesus Christ, to the one who is eternal, who is all-forgiving, the one who is life itself. And so we look to you to feed us, to quench our thirst, and to renew us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Savior of sinners, we come to you as broken people, looking for healing and renewal. We know, Lord, that you are the healer of our every ill, and that it is only through you that we find wholeness and shalom, well-being. So pour out your blessings upon all people, especially those who have asked for our prayers. Tonight we think of the family of Forey. We pray for Jan and Heather, Susan, Angela, Joanne, Jill, Diane, Ashley, Phil, Luann. We pray for our missionary Karen and for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in the Magallanes, a sister congregation in Chile. Lord, bless these people. Surround them with your blessings this night. Bring them comfort and bring them hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, I see people wearing t-shirts that say, keep calm and do this or that. Help us. Help us in the midst of trials. Help us when those things of the world assault the walls of our own safety and security, our own sensibilities. And help us to wear written on our hearts, keep calm and trust God, who is our mighty fortress. In the midst of a contentious election, in the midst of
wildfires in several states and hurricanes that are threatening the southern border of this country. In the midst of family struggles, marriage, relationships that may not be going the way we have expected, in the midst of financial stresses, in the midst of holiday plans that will be a struggle this year, in the midst of COVID-19, illnesses and death, surround your people with your goodness and grace, and help us to keep calm. Keep calm and trust you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, now hear the prayers from the hearts of your people. This we pray in the name of Jesus, the one who is, the one who was, and the one who is to come. Amen. We pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So just so you know, there is an offering basket right in the narthex there. If you've brought an offering tonight, you're willing to leave it there. And we appreciate your offerings and support in the ministry that God calls us to do together. So we trust that God will multiply those blessings and those offerings and strengthen the church through them. Our sending song tonight is Grace Like Rain. I invite you to continue to remain standing and sing along if you know it.
Clap on the same tune. Thank you.
good words in there. And next week, we will start having some words on the screen again. Yeah, technology's working. Yeah. Now hear this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. Lord make his face shine on you with grace and mercy, and the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. God is good all the time. God is good. Have a blessed week, and we'll see you all again soon.
Thank you.